hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, radio guru, punch dummy of the National Intel Report here. On this Wednesday, it is the 1st of August, 2007. Let me see, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Oh, we're 7 months into the year. Isn't that amazing? Gee, time flies when you're having so much fun. They're not having a lot of fun on the markets here in the United States. I'll get into that a little bit. Italy is considering gold sales to pay off its debt. If Italy was smart, they would just hang on to the gold because it would be able to buy off or get rid and discharge a lot more debt when their gold is not sitting at $666 an ounce. I think that's what it closed at today. They just love that number 666. I remember on Friday 13th of last month, on a Friday, it closed at 666. They just, of course, I'm sure that was just a coincidence. At any rate, get into that. Who's buying into, not necessarily U.S. infrastructure, but, well, the people that, the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia in September 11, 2001. Well, guess what they're going to be doing, folks? That's right, the 19 hijackers, nine of which have been tracked down and are alive and well on planet Earth. That must make them either supermen or airplane crash-proof. But at any rate, the Saudis just bought a big chunk of General Electric. And that's a major supplier to the United States military. It's all part of the government downsizing and their fascist way of doing things, selling off stuff. You know, it's okay. Don't worry. The war machine will plug on, even though our dear friend the Saudis over there, well, they might have different ideas. But, hey, it's a global economy now. Whether you're making stuff, trinkets, toys, you're supplying the military or anybody else, it's just global. This is what I've been listening to a lot in the last 2 days from the pep rally boys from Wall Street. They're just saying, well, you got to take a step back. You know, we're in a global economy now. How is that possible with trade deficits running with China the way they have been? The 75% of the manufacturing jobs that have flown out of the United States with the help of the United States government, with the 36 to 42 million illegals, which, by the way, Mr. Graham, he's gonna fire up this debate again on the illegal immigrants in this country, and how we need to do this. The clear indication that they got was not people who were hopping mad about all these illegals being justified and given amnesty in this country. Well, what Mr. Graham drew out of this was that, well, most people wanted the border sealed before we grant any kind of amnesty. I'm sorry, we give them any kind of cards or permission to stay here. So this is not going to die. This is the globalist and George Bush and the boys. This is their hope and dreams. And Bush is going to keep pushing this until this clown is either in jail, out of office, he declares martial law and becomes king of this land for whatever time to come. At any rate, we'll break here. Have some program notes for you on the other side of this break. So stay tuned. Come right back right after the break because you're not going to want to miss this. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, folks, we're back. Next week, I will be out of town, out of area, out of zip code, out of area code. Sandra's father is kind of teetering on not so good a health. So we are going to make a visit to him. She lost her mother a couple of years ago, and that has a way of, I guess, sounding the bell to make sure that personal connections and personal dealings are caught up with, so that's what we're going to be doing next week. Jerry Corsi from WorldNet Daily will be filling in for me Monday. Tuesday, Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel, and his name just flew out the window. What are you trying to read my mind through that glass there? Is it working? Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center, I think either Wednesday or Thursday of next week. At any rate, I will know more tomorrow, so I'll let you know the schedule so you can tune in. Some people have inquired about our archives, and they have been suspended temporarily. We got zapped, folks. Somebody snuck in through the fiber optics somehow, and we had diseases in all of our computers. And one of the diseases ended up in the archives. I don't know how exactly that happened, but we had to actually unplug the archive, because it was like the Gazinda Gozauda. We increased the bandwidth and the capacity for people listening to archiving or live streaming or whatever on the network. But the Gozauda was exceeding the Gozinda. And we discovered something. It was kind of like the Titanic sinking. Only instead of the ocean rushing in, it was kind of the ocean rushing out, if that's possible, in a shipwreck. But we had bandwidth that was just disappearing into thin air and couldn't figure out why. So we temporarily pulled the archive. And one guy, I guess, called up Herzog. Herzi, if you're out there in Phoenix listening, and I know you are, one guy called up or emailed Herzog, and he was just all over him, you know, really angry. People get really angry at us, you know, with no understanding, no explanations, no nothing. We just get angered on. And I told Herzog, I said, he's complaining about the archives. And I said, well, just explain to him that they'll be out of commission here for a short period until we track down the program and where this massive hole is. And I said, in your email, when you respond back to him, tell him he's not paying for the archive anyhow. You know, we're one of the few people that on this planet that don't charge you for archives. You know, other people try to use this as revenue stream. I don't look at it like that. You know, I look at the archiving on this network of kind of being your public library, your book depository, if you will, where all that information is stored. Now, does it cost you, who was that? Who was that? Yeah, you're bad. Yeah. Make that cutthroat sound like, I'm going to have to get a sign out here, you know, a little blinking on-air lights. Yeah, right. At any rate, I kind of look at it as being a repository for information, just like your public library is. Does it cost you anything to join your public library? I don't think they privatized that yet, sold it out to a foreign corporation. You know, if you go in to get a book out of the library, do they say, excuse us, you owe us some money because we need to buy you a new book? You know, we're not going to rent you the one that we have on the shelf there. You've got to buy a new book. No. It is a repository for information, and we don't charge for it, so don't get too bent out of shape if you can't log on, you know, in the next week or 10 days until we figure out where the problem is, because here is the problem. If we left that the way it was when you tried to dial in to the network in the streaming side, we wouldn't be there. We would be kind of timed out. So we're taking steps to correct the situation, so don't be so nasty, people. My goodness. I mean, I'm serious. I'm just thoroughly floored sometimes when people just get, they really get owly. You know, and they're very demanding. Well, you know, it's the way it is. Okay. So anyhow, that's just the way it is. Oh, and you shortwave listeners out there, you may have noticed. Well, you're not listening via shortwave today, nor are you going to be in the near future. There, and I am admonished for saying this because, well, it just might give people the wrong impression. You know, folks, there's one thing that I have never, ever worried about is how it looks, you know. The imminent fronts that people put up. And I'll just straight out tell you. Starting this, not this February, last February, and this is for all sectors of the economy, retail sales, I don't care what you were buying, what widgets, how it was packaged, whatever. Retail sales have been absolutely flat or in some instances through the floor. The great iPod that was supposed to save, what company was that? Apple. Yes, that's right. Now they just said that, hey, we're scaling back on this deal. Whoever's got the inventory out there, yeah, just try to sell it. Even their vaunted iPod that was supposed to save Apple's earnings this year ain't happening. Now you're talking about a culture and a society where people were lining up for the, what was that new game system, the PS3? Was it the PS3? People were camped out for days on end. so they could go get the newest game version of the PS3. Now, a lot of them were doing it. They were throwing it right up on the web for resale. You were only able to buy one, and I don't care if you waited in line a month, it wouldn't have mattered. You're only allowed to buy one. But many of those people took advantage of this penchant that this culture has, that whatever the newest technology, I just got to have it. Give it to me. You know, I watched with TVs, any electronics, that when it's newly introduced, the price is high, sit back and just wait. The price will come down. And I don't care if it's a gaming system, I don't care if it's an iPod or an whatever it is, it doesn't matter. The price will come down. And it's just fascinating to watch this gotta have it kind of culture. Whether they got the money or not, we'll just throw it on a credit card. Doesn't matter. They are, the Madison Avenue boys have had a field day with the gotta-have-it-now attitude of Americans in this country. And living their life of illusions. You know, and it doesn't matter how much debt did I go in, I'm going to keep up the imminent front, you know, keep up with the Joneses or whatever the deal is. I mean, it's pretty sick and it's pretty perverse. You know, they have become what television and radio and other means of advertising, they have become plugged in consumers to Madison Avenue. You know, it's really sad. But of course, being a type of society we are, and well, we're capitalist, or at least that's what the communists call us. You know, that we're just consumers out there, folks. That's what makes the monkey go around in the barrel. Consuming. Everybody looks at you as being a unit. And how much can you consume? Oh, you don't have the capacity? Hey, have some more credit. Keep up that illusion. We've got to keep the ball rolling. Well, that illusion is quickly coming to an end. And for those of you that have been gifted enough and have the common sense enough that have prepared for the eventuality that we're seeing unfolding right now, good for you. You rest of the stick in the muds out there, you better make up your mind. Because when the proverbial economy blows, it's going to blow sky high. It is already doing so. Ah, but don't worry. The Vegas mentality, Wall Street boys out there just pumping the crap out of their repackaged debt and they're just having fits. But don't worry, the Dow Jones was up 150 points today. Don't worry, everything is fine. Everything is cool. All irritations will be unirritated. All bumps in your life will be smoothed out. Everything is going to be just fine. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn for you. At any rate, for you people out there that have been paying attention, you know, it amazed me watching what happened on Wall Street here in the last week and a half. We've been telling you about this a year and a half ago. We told you to watch it. When the housing market, that little red light on the back of the train, leaves the station, you missed a boat, and the last thing to go down that big hill is the caboose with a little red light blinking, and there she goes. Now, I've been amazed that the talking heads for Wall Street actually had the audacity to say that, well, we told people about the subprime lending fiasco waiting to happen. We've been telling you that for years. No, they haven't. What advantage would it be for somebody to try to sell you some overpriced stock to tell you that the market's going to go, because these people will run over and buy bonds. Well, they'll take their money and go out, and you get better odds, I think, at Vegas at a crap table. You know, so, they're just trying to do all kinds of damage control. It's funny just to turn off the sound and watch these people's gyrations and their gestures and their facial expressions while they're trying to explain their way out of this mess that we find ourselves in. We find ourselves right up against this break. We'll come back on the other side. I'll cover some news on the economy and other subject matter, and we'll open up the phone lines today. It's an open phone Tuesday. I know that doesn't rhyme, but 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Kind of a musical interlude while I was hooking up with Hertzie here. Mr. Herzog.
Yes, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fair to middling, mostly well.
Okay, well, do me a favor.
Yes.
Give me 2 minutes for me to pull my dinner out of the oven, and then I've got some news for you and the audience, okay?
Okay, 2 minutes?
Give me 1 minute. My TV dinner is burning.
Okay, go.
All right.
His TV dinner is burning. Well, I know who does the cooking around that place, his oven. Yeah, there goes the oven door. Live, as it actually happens, ladies and gentlemen, bringing you Herzog and his TV dinner from Phoenix, Arizona. Well, don't eat it. Where is he? I want to, while I got a second here, get into this thing about Italy considering gold sales to pay off their debt. Very fascinating that they've been holding and hoarding gold for years. And the Italian Parliament Tuesday approved a reserve plan allowing the government to look into using the Bank of Italy's substantial gold reserves to cut the country's huge debt. Gee, do you think we could go rob Fort Knox? Oh, that's right. The gold's been out of Fort Knox for years. But they still guard it like there's something very important in there. It's probably JFK's brain that they stole out of the, you know. Mr. Herzog, you there?
I'm here.
Ah, there he is.
Okay. Now I want to mention, you know, you had, of course, I'm always listening to you. You're my mentor. But at any rate, I wanted to mention to the listening audience here that, yes, I've been getting somewhat nasty emails from people, and I want to read two of them, the same guy in particular, okay, because I just got one just as you were talking about this, John. And then after that, I've got some good news for people. So let me read this to you, okay?
All right.
It says, just got an email from a couple of friends of mine in New York City where I'm from, actually the Bronx. I told them about your program, and they tried to listen to it. And, of course, since they can't get it live, they have to listen on the archives. They tried like I've been doing, and nothing. I told them to write the network and complain, and nothing again. John better wake the hell up and do something about this. Otherwise, he will be losing a lot of listeners. It seems like he doesn't really care.
Ooh.
Oh, well, it's his network. Let him do what he wants. Maybe the people who left that network were right. I miss your show, my friend. And it was and is one of the best on the network. Now, that's pretty bad, okay? But let me continue because he's not through yet.
Oh.
Here's another one that just came in. And this is what I've been getting, by the way, five times a day on a consistent basis, just from this one guy, John.
Mm.
Michael, I checked again, no archives. If they were concerned, they would have fixed them by now. I'm through with RBN, along with a bunch of other people who listened while I had them on. Again, there is nothing you can do about it. It's just a shame that he claims he wants the word out. But people who can't listen live have no access to the archives anymore. Oh, well, good luck with RBN, my friend. They just lost four more listeners. Well, guess what? Before, and I'm going to mention his name is Lon, okay?
Oh, so thank you, Lon in the Bronx, for your continued support.
But wait a minute. Okay, Lon, I'm going to prove to you now that you just blew a fuse prematurely because for all the listeners, ironically enough, as I was reading this email, yet another email came in with a link. Guess what, John?
What's that?
All of our archives can be accessed by automated radio archiving test.
Oh.
I've pulled it up right now, and here's my archives right here.
Well,
how about that?
Well, son of a gun. Now, for our friend Lon in the Bronx that's blowing a fuse for I don't know whatever reason, maybe he was personally embarrassed because he gave them the web address and told them to go to it, and they couldn't. And for Lon, I'm not going to apologize to you, but I'll apologize to your friends. But if they've got any sense at all, they'll just listen to the stream programming that is live. But let me once again explain to you, Lucy, exactly what happened here, okay? We have a gigantic hole. We got attacked, okay? I'm sure that's no surprise to you, Michael.
No.
The streaming has been going down on a repeated basis on this network. And, well, it's happening globally as well. As many as 20-25% of customers that are online globally have been timed out on their computers because, well, their internet connection just doesn't want to seem to work. Well, there seems to be some cyber hacking and whacking. And we discovered viruses throughout all of our network computers. And we got a lot of computers here. Now, we've isolated our one problem down to the archives. It just seems to be a gigantic gaping black hole that's sucking memory or bandwidth like you wouldn't believe. So we isolated that and pulled it down temporarily until we can check the program. And we've got to do this with every single computer in this place. We put up new firewalls. We've done all that. But this is going to take some time because these archives are huge, as well as the database that had to be created since we were cyber hacked and whacked and attacked back in January of this year. And I won't mention the character's name again because, quite frankly, I don't care. At some point, I wished I was with the Flat Earth Society, Michael, and I could tell these people, yeah, the Earth is flat. Just keep walking in one direction and you'll fall off the edge of the planet. Hang on a second. We'll be right back. Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Back. Mr. Herzog.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I caught you without a mouthful of food. Good.
I'm done. I had to eat quick.
Okay. Continue, if you would, sir.
I'm fascinated. I didn't know these exist, John, but yes, there is an automated radio archiving test that gives you all the archives, and any of the listeners that want to go access it can feel free to do so.
Oh, well, how would they do that?
Well, what I've got, this guy sent me a link here, and it says HTTP, you know, then with the little semicolon and the two forward slash, republicnewsradio.com/station.
Wait a minute. /station/archives.
And then there's another forward slash, and I'm certain that this particular number is probably my archives. It says 637. Mm. So yours would probably be 638 or 636 or something like that. They could toy around with it. All right. But the fact is that all of the archives are available. And yes, it's an alternative, but, you know, for people who can't listen live or whatever, that's fine. They can go in there and do that.
Well, you know, like I said, Michael, and I know you listen to the program after you get done, and I made the statement, you know, that you had told me that people are complaining to you. See, what they will not do, and I can be reached at this network Monday through Friday from about 10 each in the morning till at least till my program's done.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, Monday through Friday anyhow. And no, they can call me toll-free at 800-724-2719, and they can complain to me in person. But you know what? They won't do that. They'll send snide little remarks to the host and with you. You know, they, for some reason, people take advantage of you because of your good nature. I'm not as good-natured as you are.
Well, I think, you know, they know, in all honesty, and matter of fact, this guy, this particular gentleman, John, I have had correspondence with him over the last, I'd say, 5 to 6 days. Mm-hmm. He knows. I've made it very clear to him in almost every email I've sent him, and it's been at least a dozen, that I have no control over that. I have no control over what goes on. I'm not in there with the computers. Even if I were, I know nothing about them. So, yeah. You know, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, Chris is the expert there, and yes, it takes time to go and isolate a problem. But it amazes me how these people can come in there when the archives are free. And I know as a listener, even long before I came on the network, John, as a listener who scrolled around on different websites and so forth, that you actually have to pay or become a member for these archives. As a matter of fact, I just went into Coast to Coast just last night. I was trying to access a program, and they wanted me to subscribe as a member. I couldn't get the access to the archive right. unless I subscribe.
Right.
And almost everybody does that, with the exception of you. And I have to mention, John, and you know this, I've even said this to you. I have asked you straight up, why don't you start charging these people? Everybody else does.
You've asked me that question more than once. And what was my response to you, Mr. Herzog?
You told me that, look, this information is out there for people. We're out there to bring people the truth. We're out there to make sure that these people are aware. And it is not in your belief to charge these people for the archives. That's what you told me.
And
or something close to that.
And our dear friend Lon from the Bronx in New York, is having a hissy because he was personally embarrassed because, well, the link didn't work when he told his people to go listen. Hey, look. If people would feel better, value for their dollar, if they would pay me for these archives, you know, I can hire, I've got two computer people working on it right now as we speak. Now, I could go out there and hire some high-dollar guy that's going to charge me probably $150, $200 an hour to come in here and mope around and look at script and programming and all that other stuff. But I would only have that money, Mike, if I charge people for the archiving that they're now complaining that they've had a little interruption in.
Exactly.
You know,
I'm sorry. No, I'm just saying that you and I have had this conversation in the past, John, and we've had, you know, private conversations relating to business from my past experience in business and so forth.
Right.
And the bottom line is that you do, and I'd say this my own personal experience, you do more for your listening audience than any other network that of which I am aware of. Okay, you do more for them for free than any other network, and I'll give you credit for that. And I wouldn't even do it. If I owned that network, I wouldn't do it, John.
Well, and, you know, I've had some people, when I had the first network that was sold off and then became Genesis Communications Network, I had people, and that was a commercial-free setup. It was not on a commercial format. Well, you know, when you got to start paying for bandwidth and satellite time and paying board operators and got to pay rent and you got to pay all this other stuff, you have got to put it on a commercial format to run advertising to pay the bills. Now, what other people aren't aware of, and, well, they're aware of it now, not by the sound of my voice on their shortwave, all the shortwave has been pulled from this network. Now, I'm the only guy out there that provided shortwave to his talk show host at no charge. And all as I get now, and it's been a scream last couple of days, people calling up and going, you know, you're not on shortwave. You know, I listen to this program, that program every day, and you guys aren't there. And my wife has been very kind in explaining that, you know, that was adding another $11,000-$12,000 a month to the overhead to this network, of which you even talked to me about, and going, why the hell are you doing this? Well, I couldn't pay for it anymore. I started to tell the people about the downturn in retail sales, and across the board, it's lousy for everybody out there. But these people, Mike, were calling up and going, well, geez, when are you going to put it back up? Well, I don't know. If we have a little bit more support, you know, maybe we can get there quicker. Oh, well, I just wanted to know. Click.
Well, right. And then let me insert here, John, because, you know, you came to me, and we had had this conversation a couple months ago about me paying for the shortwave. And I told you at that particular point in time, I said, you know what, John, if I was back in Phoenix and I was, I had the income that I was making back then, I would have no problem paying the shortwave whatsoever. Now, you and I both know I'm not there yet, okay,
right,
and
right.
for a whole another set. But the point is that, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And all these people that call in here and they're complaining about the shortwave going down, hey, guess what, folks? You want the shortwave back up? Understand that this network has been a fledgling network. It has been, you know, living hand to mouth for the past 3 years. It's been bringing this vital information to you folks at no charge. So step, if you want the shortwave back up, step up to the plate and make some donations. Sign up and send them 20, 30, 50, 100, 500 a month if you can. If that's what, because the talk show hosts, at least the ones we have on the network, they have their own little deal going. And as you know as well as I do, John, I don't get paid. RBN doesn't pay me. I still have to go outside and, to earn a living.
I don't pay myself either.
Exactly. So what we're doing out of passion. We're doing out of the knowledge that we have to bring this forward to our fellow American people. Somebody's got to do it. And we're certainly not doing it out of motivation with, for example, at Rush Limbaugh, $285 million contract to lie to people. We're telling him the truth, and we're doing it for free.
If I had Rush Limbaugh's money, I'll tell you what, there is a radio station in this country on shortwave that is authorized to go up to 1 million watts, okay? 1 million watts, you could hold up a blade of grass to your ear and hear shortwave. I don't even think you'd need a receiver to hear it. But if I had $280 million plus a year to play with, I would buy that station outright. I'd crank up the wattage that you could pick it up literally on a tin can wherever you were at, and I would have no problem. I mean, it's been my attitude. See, and this is what really grabs me, that I will be criticized, Michael, that, oh, well, he's just a corporate guy and he's sold out. You know, 1 week I'm New World Order controlled through the Vatican. The next week I'm New World Order controlled by the Zionists. The next week I'm just some kind of corporate, greedy kind of guy that shouldn't be in the Patriot movement because just look at this guy. And they don't have a clue. Do you know what? They don't even want to have a clue. All they want to do is sit there with their innuendos and their BS and just want to spout. They don't know. They don't care. And you know what? For you people out there that don't care, I don't care about you either, okay? Because, you know, Michael, I'm quickly getting to the point, and let me rein myself down a little here before I blow a 50-amp fuse. But you know what? If you people don't care and you want to sit there and rumor monger and you want to make up your own stories and you want to do, you know, I made a comment to you during the break and I can't repeat it on the air. But I'll tell you what, I've been gone after every which way you can. I've been attacked personally. I've been attacked. This network was attacked back in January, in which we're still trying to recoup from that. And by the way, the people are out there that figure, oh, 7 months has gone by and Statmiller hasn't done anything. you better grab your socks, because I'll tell you what, you're not going to be sleeping well. I'm going to tell you this much. I'm not going to tip my hand, and I'm not going to spend any time jumping down that hole because it just ruins my day. But for those folks that were involved in attacking this network, you got some major surprises coming your way. So, and here's another thing, Michael. I'm the only guy that's got a network that does his own show on his own network. So I'm put in the crosshairs all the time. But it's the rumor, the lies, the innuendos, all of this crap that goes on. And people make up their minds about things without even asking me. Isn't that nice?
Well, I might remind you, John, and I can't even count how many times I've had the conversation with you face-to-face that I don't know how you can possibly do what you do behind the scenes and still do a show. And I've gone so far as to say, I know that I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do what you do behind the scenes and then still focus and have the attitude that needs to be had to do a radio show. I couldn't do it.
I sometimes wonder how I can do it myself because, I mean, literally, I mean, you've been around me. You were here for how many months?
3.5, 4.
Okay, and you saw the goings-on. You saw the machinations and all the gnashing of teeth and ranting of hair and all that stuff that goes on with the network behind the scenes that we never talk about on the air. because quite frankly, who cares? You know, I mean, who really cares? They tune into this network for one reason and one reason only. Not for entertainment. They tune in for information. And they really don't care about any other problems that you have, nor should they.
Right.
But when it comes to the point where people are grousing because the free service that they've got has been temporarily interrupted. You know, I mean, even my wife, which is the nicest person on this planet. I mean, you've been around her. You know her. It got to a point with her that the people were calling up and complaining about the archives and or the shortwave, and she's saying, well, you know, have you supported us? Well, I just wanted to clarify that, and okay, thank you, goodbye. You know, I mean, it's amazing. At any rate, human nature is not going to change. But folks, before you grouse, before you go off the deep end, before you load up and fire off a few rounds at somebody, why don't you at least have the courtesy to email them or even call them? You can call me here Monday through Friday. I won't be here next week. But when I get back, you can load me up with all your complaints and all your fears and everything else. Michael?
Yes?
Go finish your dinner.
Thank you, sir. Have a good rest of the show.
All righty. Okay? Hey, thanks a lot, Michael.
You bet. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bill in Alaska. Hello, Bill.
Hello, John. How are you today?
Just ducky.
I could tell. I don't know what it is, but every time I call you up, it's always when you're fired up.
Well, it's just laying that away, as a friend used to say to me.
Okay. I want to try to bring a different perspective to your discussion. And please understand I'm not making excuses for ignorance or any of the rest of that kind of stuff. But being on the other end, I'm sure... You know, I have some kind of an understanding of what you're up against. You know, I mean, I'm a computer geek by profession.
Mm.
But being on the receiving end, I can relate to that. And I understand, you know what waterboarding is?
Yeah, it's that...
You hold somebody underwater until they can't breathe anymore?
Right.
Well, that's what it feels... There are reasons, you know, time zones, work, et cetera, that people can't listen live. And I'm one of them for some of the shows. And I understand what it feels like when RBN is cut off to me, I feel like somebody's cut off my oxygen. I don't care if Alex goes into the used car business tomorrow. I don't care about We the People or Jeffrey or any of the rest of these guys. I don't. But when somebody, you know, when something happens and I lose my only source for the truth, I freak. I panic. And you know that I've sent emails and we've had, you know, back and forth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it's not coming out of RBN where the problem is. And I understand it's not my computer where the problem is. So it's somewhere in between. But I know that people get freaked because I love RBN. I love you. I love Sandra. I love the whole bunch. And it's the only place, the only source that I have that I trust. And when somebody cuts that off, man, it's like somebody holding me underwater and I can't breathe. I mean, it's like somebody cutting the oxygen off.
Well, the shortwave audience is experiencing that right now.
Yeah.
And when I put this thing back together, it's going to be done in a different way. But I did as much as I could for as many people as I possibly could for as long as I could. But that's not good enough. I don't know. Maybe self-emulation. Maybe... a gallon of gasoline, and we have this videotaped and put it on YouTube. Oh, Stattmiller burns himself like a monk. You know, I mean, I don't know what it's going to take, but, you know, the turnip's dry here. You keep squeezing it, there just ain't no more juice left.
I understand, John, and I don't think, you know, I don't look at RBN as being the source of the problem.
Well, I would like to think, and I am not so brash or arrogant to, you know, everything is wrong with the rest of the world and there's nothing wrong here. Everybody makes mistakes. I've made some miscalculations with people out there, providing as much as I could 24/7 for as long as I could. But like I said, Bill, it's just not good enough for some people. And for them, you know, I apologize. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not sorry, but, you know, there it is.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And like I said, the first thing I said was I'm not making excuses for other people's ignorance. I just wanted you to know that sometimes the reason that people react so strongly is because they depend on you so much.
Well,
and they love you and they care about it and it scares them.
Well, geez, would it? You know, one day, I don't know, Bill, if you were a Rush Limbaugh fan.
I used to be. I'm ashamed to admit.
Maybe you'll remember this. When he did a show, and it was when Bill Clinton was in office, and he did a show, and he apologized to his listeners, and he said, you know, I've gotten this all wrong. I am a big supporter of Bill Clinton. And he kept this up for about an hour and a half, 2 hours out of his three-hour show. And it just drove people to absolute, you know, to the end of the earth. They just, they thought Rush flipped on them.
Yeah.
You know, how would that be if people tuned into one of the broadcasts here on the network and you heard the same song? You know, they would probably take this a little bit differently, but if we kept it up for long enough, I mean, literally, Bill, I've been accused of being an agent for the New World Order through the Vatican. Or my wife just got an email last week, and this guy kept it up until we blocked his email out, I'm run by the Jews on this network, and, well, we all know who you are, Mr. Stadtmiller, and it doesn't matter, Bill, what you do or how much of it you do it. You're always going to be accused by somebody of doing something, and I'm getting better at letting that roll off my back.
I agree.
All right. Hey, Bill, I got to jump.
Take care.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Kyle, Don, Paul, Robert, and others will take your calls after this.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Here's an email that came my way. Thank you, Randy, for this. He said, I'm disabled and listen to all the Patriot Alternative shows from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every weekday. Someone is hacking and trolling all of them to some degree, and word is that Big Brother messing with them all. I've got a terrible gut feeling, as do many others, that Bush, Cheney, New World Order will do a 9/11 2 in August while Congress is recessed. I don't know what difference that makes. Congress doesn't do anything anyhow. You should expect more connection pressure problems as the 9/11 and 9/11 blogger sites are getting edited, deleted, whacked as well. They just may shut them all down before the attack, including all Patriot Radio. He said, I hope I'm dead wrong, of course, but I don't think that I am. Well, I don't know that you are either, but it's a possibility. There's been a lot of strange things happening globally to the Internet. At one point in time, I mentioned, I think this was last week, 25% of all Internet on the entire planet went down, and nobody had a reason for it. We magically, another network was down most of the day this past Sunday. They had problems. We discovered all kinds of viruses in our computers. We've been having problems. So I don't put it past them. And they've been messing with the shortwave for a number of years. Now they're down to messing with the Internet. And the next thing up on the block, it's probably going to be the satellite. You know, we've been in a race of time here, ladies and gentlemen, and we've expressed this ad nauseum 53 different ways from Sunday, that the only way, our only security in this thing is what God gave the little, even the little fishies in the sea. Did you ever see bait fish in the ocean, how they operate? When a predator comes by, there's this just massive, it's like instantaneously they change direction and they make this confusing pattern to throw predators off. Well, even God gave the little fishies in the sea, the little bait fishies in the sea, the wisdom to try to protect themselves. Well, it's the same way here. Our greatest protection is in the number of people that we have in this school, if you will. And that makes it more difficult for them to target. But they will go after the means of which we are communicating. We fully expected that. But how successful would they be if 90% of the people in this country woke up? Who would care if they whacked out a satellite? Who would care if they whacked out the Internet? Because you just wouldn't get your daily on-time feed, but you would know exactly what was going on. We've been telling you this for a number of years. Let's go back to the phones here. And let me do this. Let's go to Don in Oregon. Hello, Don. Are you there, Don?
Yeah, John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Two things real quick. First of all, thanks for doing what you're doing. And Lon or whatever the Bronx boy is, he needs to get some patience.
The Bronx bomber.
Yeah, that thing, okay. I learned a long time ago. I'm about 2.5 years older than you. I hit the deck of running on May in 51. But I learned a long time ago patience, and I learned it the right way. The Marine Corps taught me.
Mm.
At any rate, enough of that. I am right now presently looking at that site that Mikey just gave us, okay?
You're talking about the Republic News radio station
archives.
It is
the Automated Radio Archives.
Okay.
Okay, that one. I pulled it up. It was real quick and easy, and that's my point. This is a real friendly site, and I'm downloading an archive from one of your hosts. And it's a piece of cake.
Now,
this is a real friendly site.
Now, that was Republic News Radio slash station slash archives.
That's all I plugged in. And the schedule and archives section of the web page is a real easy thing. It's easy to follow.
Good.
It's just gentle to the eyes, and it's a good worker.
All right.
You know.
Was there anything else, Don?
Yeah, one other thing.
Okay, well, hold on. Hold that thought, because we're right up against the break. Paul, I'm definitely going to take your call after Don here. Robert and others will get to all your calls. We'll be right back.